Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits, joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragars. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes ventured forth to explore strange new lands. Gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livars, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D R-cast.
Previously on Botched, I have a tummy full of rock, and I'm ready to barf for magic items.
Welcome back, listeners, to the 29th episode of our 7th season. Thanks for tuning in again. We are going to start not quite exactly where we left off last time, because last time they took a little nappy poo back at their home base. So, you know, get their hit points back up and all that stuff. And also for the rock to settle in Scrothor's tummy. So for those of you who are unaware, Tristan did not eat the chicken.
No, don't spoil it. Don't cut point. Tristan tried to eat a chicken, and he may have succeeded.
But the episode came out already.
Oh, did it? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
by the time this episode comes out, yes, the other episode.
What are you talking about?
So, Tristan did not eat rotisserie chicken in the required 4 minutes. So, the rock does nothing special for his inside tummy parts. It's basically like he just ate a spicy chicken.
I was so close.
You were close. You were 30 seconds off.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, 4 minutes is a very short amount of time.
Well, also, it was cold. We waited 2 hours.
Dry.
Yeah.
4 minutes isn't a long time?
It is a long time.
It's a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
I was told 4 minutes was a very long time.
Well, it depends on
that's what where
you're, if you're doing like a commercial.
Eating a whole chicken.
Yeah, if you're doing like a commercial, yeah, that's a long commercial.
Oh, yeah, very long.
Saying I love you, very long time.
Very
a
long time to
that
get
said
that
she
out.
Loved me told me that 4 minutes was a very long time.
Did it come with a forehead kiss at the end?
You got
no.
it, boo.
Oh.
A little hand squeeze.
A nice handshake.
Firm.
Well done,
Pops
sir.
Release.
4 minutes, a new record.
Just like the 4 minutes.
Here, sign your name in the record book.
The sting comes out and puts it up on the board with all the times.
Puts it on the fridge. It's in crayon. Anywho. So yeah, so you guys went back to your home base. You're in your little dwarvish town. And you took a little nappy poo. So it's the next day. So it's pretty early morning. You do hear a knock at the door. What the hell was that? Was that a knock or somebody dropped something?
Is my knuckle hitting the clipboard?
Someone trips and falls into the door.
Yes.
Are you opening the door or just calling through?
Just calling through.
It's the mayor. I need to speak with Clancy.
Clancy, are you here right now?
I'm not in.
Clancy's not home.
Oh, okay. Well, can you leave him a message? I know his shift doesn't start for another, like, 6 hours or so.
He said that you could talk to Captain Gizzard instead.
Chubbers.
Captain, and Captain Gizzard is sleeping, so you're going to have to talk with Chubbers.
Who's Chubbers?
The delicious rat.
I don't
that
speak
runs
rat.
This place.
How am I supposed to talk to a rat?
It's the cat, the overweight cat.
Ah, sorry. I get the two confused. They're both delicious.
Oh, yeah, Chubbers, the captain cat.
Captain Chubbers.
Captain Admiral Chubbers.
No, he's captain. I'm Admiral. I had to promote myself because I promoted him to the same
What's
rat.
What's the rat's name? Ratholomew?
Ratholomew.
Ratholomew.
I forgot about the cat.
I'm going to protect him with everything I have.
Chubbers is in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Sorry, so starting over.
So by the process of military decree and titling, I think you have to talk to Captain Chubbers.
All right. I don't really know Captain Chubbers. Oh, it's a cat?
He's a big fat cat, yes.
I don't speak to animals,
though. I don't know how to talk to animals.
You know, I have that spell. I can translate.
Why don't I just tell you you're here?
Well... All right, but I'll have to run it by Chubbers afterwards.
That's fine. I was trying to drop off a message. The town is officially broke after only a few days of him running the finances, and we are in a lot of financial trouble, and we can really use him to fix whatever went wrong.
Hmm.
P.S.
Yes?
It makes me sad and nervous. And also, I don't know what to do with the now dead woman's gun store.
Let me relay that to Captain Chubbers. I cast Speak with Animals.
Okay.
Her. Marvin's Captain Chubbers.
He says this is a you problem.
I'm...
How is...
Send more... Wait, hold on, he's... It's a weird accent. He's very fat. You're the mayor.
Yeah,
fix
I'm the
it.
Mayor. What,
this
no,
is
I don't
a
run the
you
finances.
Problem, he said.
No, this is the accountant of the town problem. That's Clancy. He literally asked for the job.
He keeps patting his paw at mayor.
Okay, well, I'll come back later, or I'll just wait
until Clancy shows up for work, I guess.
Yes, you did hire Clancy, so his hours should be posted.
Yep, he starts. Like I said, he doesn't start for 2 hours. I just wanted to get an early start on having this conversation because everyone's freaking out.
Felita's going to throw the door open to the bedroom that she's sleeping in and march up to the door and pull it open and say,
"Oh, hello."
One person can't bankrupt a town in 3 days. If y'all don't stop this fucking yelling, I'm going to come out here with my axes.
All right, well, I'll come back later. You have a great rest of your morning.
All right, then.
Felita and just tips his hat and then scurries off.
Did dwarves scurry? That's
this one
new.
Does. Whoop, whoop, whoop. So, yeah.
She's going to slam the door and scritch Ratholomew, who's on her shoulder.
I mean, the cat's got a point. He is the mayor. He hired him. This is a him problem.
And apparently, their financial situation was far more dire than I ever thought it was. If they're bankrupt after 2 days, I haven't taken more than my allotted salary for those 2 days.
It's 100 gold a day. And it's
yeah,
a small
what kind
town.
Of town is this?
But they don't have, they don't get a whole
he
lot of
agreed
revenue.
Agreed to the 100
and how much,
gold a day.
How much money does a wine cost at the local bar?
A gold.
So that bar alone should have more than 100 gold a day, right?
Well, yeah, but it's not like the town is not a pool of money. He took all the tax money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like...
And they're not taxing booze?
It's not a very high amount of tax.
Man, what a dire situation.
A percentage of a gold. So if you took like 6% of a gold on a beer, like I maybe... But, like, you have constant expenses trying to upkeep. You just had a catastrophe as well. So, like, no, the coffers are not limitless for a small town in the middle of the mountains.
I'm told that war stimulates the economy.
What war? Those were rocks. Literal
like
rocks
maybe
with
we
a
need
K.
To start one.
Okay.
You
start a war? Okay.
I mean, maybe they need to start one. I'm not the chief of state here.
Okay. Felita just I'm like just stretches and yawns and is like, Clancy, maybe you should tell him to get into tourism or something. Fuck.
Let's start a war.
I mean, they have a magic blacksmith, do they not? How is that not posted everywhere, bringing economy into the mountainside?
Yeah.
Steve, what the fuck's your character's name?
Clancy.
Clancy
Scuttlebottom.
You. Thank you.
I'm a turtle.
So they got two of the best blacksmiths around, you say, huh?
One of them's been gone for a while.
Well, now he's back, and what better way to promote the town than the weaponsmith and the armorsmith back in arms, brothers in arms, you see?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a marketing genius. I just play one on a podcast.
I think that is a very interesting avenue of revenue generation.
Tag team wrestling versus the two brothers now that he's home.
For their apprenticeships.
Look, here's the deal, okay? Here's what I think, all right? Obviously, we have two magical blacksmiths that are extraordinarily talented. We have a man in town that sells Warforged parts and creates them. I feel like there's some synergy to be had here in creating a sentient army for us to defeat... Smiling
right,
Tom
I want to
and
put
also enforce our will.
And starts
hold
war.
On real quick. What were you going to say, Scrothor?
Well,
with the two brothers being back.
The two brothers,
and
yes.
And an apprentice.
Well, we could auction off their apprenticeships so that people from far and wide would bid on it after we do a great ad campaign
debuting their talents. However...
Wow, what... I like that idea, but what if we started a reality television program where these two brothers are the judge of the new up-and-coming blacksmiths?
What is a television program?
Ah, it's like the brain stroke pictures.
Okay, a telepathic picture to people's brains so they never have to leave their homes.
And the winner gets an apprenticeship here at the shop.
But the first phase of the reality show is they have to actually find the town. So we'll call the show Lost.
That's not going in poorly at all.
Lost. Clancy, another point of business. Uh-huh. If 200 gold bankrupts this town, could then 200 gold also wrest control of it into a corporate entity that then controls the entire town?
I mean,
technically,
I guess we could offer a buyout.
Yes. Bird Corp would be happy to facilitate this buyout.
Yeah, okay. We go to the mayor and we offer a managerial buyout of the town. And we say, look, we'll handle all the administration of the town, laws, law enforcement, so forth, and for the sum of 200 gold.
And public works?
That sounds boring, but if you want to do it, sure.
Water, housing, cat milk subsidies.
So a corporation would own every aspect of a town from the, the renting to the policing to the politics.
And then we could produce the show.
I don't understand how this isn't going to go wrong.
We could then produce the show that you've suggested. And take the profit.
I guess it would be a play, not a show.
Yeah, we could produce the play and send it out on the road and bring people in after we build some sort of amphitheater to set it up here. Mm. Yes.
Or we could turn the gun shop where the old lady died into a spooky ghost tour.
The ghost of the former gun shop owner.
This is where
if you if you look really hard, you can see her blood all over the wall. Nobody cleaned it up because the town was broke and they couldn't pay anybody.
I don't think you gotta look that hard. It was a lot of blood.
It was.
I don't think it's been cleaned up yet either.
It's still taped off.
Well, I
open that sucker up, charge 5 gold a head.
Well, once we buy out the town, we can make all kinds of decisions like this.
People love true crime.
Yes. But also magical items. Rockbeak.
Yeah, things first, let's get what's coming to us.
Oh, I said it would take a few days before those items would be done.
Oh, did we already ask for them?
Yes.
Shit, I had an idea. What did I ask for?
I don't remember.
Fuck.
I don't remember either.
Last episode.
I want to be able to...
But I do remember telling you it would take a couple days.
Use the beak as a communication device to speak with the otherworldly.
Why would that be a thing?
Because it's a mouth.
And it's a magical mouth. Of a thing that is dead.
And magical.
Head.
Yeah.
And things that are dead can speak with the dead. But also, if their physical form is still in the world... They can speak to the living, and that's why there's a spell called Speak with Dead Birds.
And also, out of character, it is probably a good way to advance the storyline so that...
I'm a necromancer.
Yeah, well...
Well, I'm working towards my necromancy.
Well, this could just only help.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I got book.
Book.
I can read.
Mm, yeah, you even have a bookmarked. See, Raven.
Raven.
Yeah.
Bird.
All right, so what...
Dead bird.
So what course of action do we want to suggest to the mayor that might sound lucrative and also let us get in control of the town? You know, for the purpose of raising an army against Smiling Tom, of course, not our own personal gain.
Well, we can create a subsidiary of Bird Corp under you instead of the CEO, Wayland. And,
Turt Corp.
Yes. Acceptable. And
we could just call it Shell. I think it has really good brand power.
Yes, the company Shell. That's not taken.
Okay.
And we will buy out the town and solve all their monetary issues that they're having.
Their monetary issues are named Clancy.
Yes, but
They agree to this beforehand. It's not my fault.
Really, it's the mayor's
mismanagement.
He
is the mayor. The mayor hired him. This is a you problem.
I have not taken a single cent more than what my promised salary was.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go talk to the mayor now that you're up.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Are his skitter marks visible? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone knows where the mayor lives.
Let's walk over there.
Okay.
The mayor has visible skid marks?
Yes. You shouldn't. Well, I mean, Felita is very scary.
They can't afford toilet paper.
No, they lost it.
The town is broke.
They shit in the pit in the middle of the town, and then they just scoot their butt
shit
the way home.
.com.
So, you guys head over to the mayor's house, and it looks like there's lights on inside, and you can see him feverishly pacing around on the inside of the building.
Give it a little rappy knock.
Within a moment, he's at the door and flings it open. He's just like,
Clancy, I don't know what happened. All the money's super low. We're almost out of money.
Uh-huh. What kind of revenue are y'all bringing in?
Just tax, like small. We only have like a 1% tax on goods.
And you agreed to pay an accountant 100 gold a day.
You gave me a giant pile of papers and didn't... You just said, it's okay, you can trust me, sign it.
Yes, and you can trust me. And you
well,
did
Well, I didn't
sign
know
it.
Your salary was going to be 100 gold a day.
Why didn't you read it?
You just said, don't bother reading it, just it's fine, trust me.
Okay, well, look, luckily...
You silver-tongued devil.
No, my tongue's regular pink. Look,
it's like a bluish-blackish color, I think.
It's, you know, I wanna tomato,
get tongue
tomato.
On that.
But luckily, my compatriots and I have come up with several ideas about how to get the town's revenue jump-started so you can continue paying me my due as you're contractually obligated
to. Well, maybe we could, like, renegotiate your contract or something?
I think we can renegotiate the whole town's contract. Tell them, Scrothor.
Yes, well, I am a representative of, a bona fide representative of Bird Corp.
Okay.
Under the CEO Wayland. And he has said that I...
Name sounds familiar.
Yes, you may have heard of him.
Well, I meant of Bird Corp.
Bird Corp, yes.
Yeah.
We are a very trustworthy corporation. From
sure.
Faraway mountains.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
I know it's not really around here. They don't have like a... place around here.
No, we're exploring new markets.
Gotcha.
And you could be a flagship settlement to showcase the great things that Bird Corp can bring to a small town like yours, such as financial security, tourism,
so wait, you
housing jobs.
You want to sell the town to some bird company?
Not sell the town to Bird Corporation. I mean, like, if you produce enough bird seed, we are very happy to be very generous with your housing allotments and
so you want us to
whippings.
Generate bird seed to sell to Bird Corp?
Don't birds eat very small
not,
rocks? It's,
not just
it's
bird
thing,
seed,
right?
But maybe little bells for cages and
bells,
cookies.
I mean, we can
birds love cookies.
Okay. Cookie. All right.
And anyway.
So we're making food for birds.
No, not just food for birds, but profit for birds. And you get to keep some of that, of course.
I'm not 100% sure I understand. So it sounds like you want to sell the town to bird people, but then you say, nah, nah, nah. You're just making bird food for bird people.
I mean, that's only a small part of your agreement, of the plan.
What do you mean agreement?
Well, you would have to sign a contract.
I'm very leery about contracts right
well,
now.
Well, I mean, you can vet it. I mean, you're in a very, very tight financial quagmire at the
about
moment.
About a day. We got about a day left before Clancy bankrupts us.
I would just like to point out that you are the mayor.
It's true.
You hired him.
You know
this
what?
This is a you problem.
Look at that smile.
I've never seen...
It's hard to say... Well, you can't see it because he's got a mask on his face because he got his face blown off, but...
Voice in head, what time is it?
Early morning, I would say about 8.
Mayor, I have to tell you, I'm going to have to bill you for overtime because my hours haven't started yet.
You came to my house.
It's in the contract. You called upon me and my compatriots.
I just stopped by to tell you something. Not doing any work right now.
But did you stop by to say, hey, hello, how are you, sir? Or did you stop by to do business?
Well, not really business so much as just tell him a thing and then leave.
About business, though?
I talked to a cat.
About his job.
I talked to a fat cat.
Do you talk to a fat cat about...
Yes, you talk to my secretary. I'm going to have to bill you for her hours as well.
What?
Hey, you're disrespecting the captain's title there. It's disrespectful of you.
Captain Fat Cat?
That is not her name.
You just said Fat Cat.
Captain Chubbers.
It's Captain Chubbers.
All right, Captain Chubbers.
Respect the aquatic title, okay?
It's a cat.
It's a captain.
All right.
Maya, do you want a slap? Do you want to slap?
What?
How can you slap?
Don't. Because Gizzard here is gonna give you a slap because you're asking for one with the words that you're saying.
I start taking my glove off.
There's no need to result to violence. All right. I'm just saying we got to come up with a solution. And I can only think of two off the top of my head.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, what are the ones you're saying? Because my next suggestion was to build an army of fearless automatons to take on Smiling Tom. Look, we have all the resources and expertise we need here to do it.
Okay. What? Well, I'll get to your point in a second. My idea number one was to just fire you so that way we just negate that 100 gold a day.
That's where you're a little wrong. See, you didn't read the contract.
What does it say?
Oh, on page 47, Article 3, Part 9. 65% of the profit he's already...
69.
I'm sorry. Let me get to my bird glasses, or my captain glasses out.
Oh, whoop.
69% of what he has already been paid in salary must be doubled on a termination before the contract has been completed.
It's a standard severance.
Damn it,
you motherfucker. Go ahead, say it. It's yours.
No, go for it.
It's a fairly standard severance package.
All right, and then the other option is to renegotiate your contract so you don't make quite so much money.
And
maybe like
give this town some direction.
Maybe like 10% of what you're currently making.
That's something that could be worked out. There is actually a third option that you haven't discussed.
So the third option, I don't know about the
third. Is to let the town go bankrupt and then everybody comes and takes your head.
Yeah. That's why the first two options sound better.
Well, here's the problem that we have here. You're the mayor.
Yeah.
You hired him.
No, I get it.
This is a you problem.
This is your fault.
I know. That's why I got to fix it by one of those two options. That's all I can think of. So let me address your other point about building an army of automatons.
That could be a great economic stimulus for the town.
Are you talking about that guy who sells Warforged parts?
Yes.
Well, he doesn't build Warforged.
Right, but we
have... Does he reassemble them?
Yeah, he reassembles them, and you have two magical blacksmiths.
They don't build Warforged either. One makes guns, one makes armor.
What better time to branch out in
there? Nobody knows how to build Warforged.
Nobody knows how to build Warforged?
No one's built one in tens of thousands of years.
Well, who tried?
It's like candy corn. All the Warforged that were ever built were built at one time, and then they just get recycled.
And who did it?
Maybe you sound a bit like a quitter right now.
I am telling you the
situation. Can't you just take magical armor, put some of the Warforged pieces in there?
Suck someone's soul out and put it inside.
Duct tape it up?
Well, duct tape it up, but I could also maybe do a spell like a dancing lights or something inside. Would that be...
He takes his hat off and he's rubbing his brow and he's wiping his brow and he's just like, listen, like I said, I don't... You could talk to the brothers about that, but...
You're the mayor. This is
your
problem.
Idea. You might want to check to see if it had worked before you pitch it. I have two ideas.
And they both are terrible ideas at that.
Both those ideas would work.
I forgot your ideas. I like the buyout.
Oh, yeah, the third idea, the buyout.
And the fourth idea, decapitation by angry mob.
Okay. We're not going to let it get to angry mob part, okay? We're going to fix the financial situation
before that.
Well, I am, because I'm the mayor, and it's my problem, apparently, even though I hired somebody to fix
it. Doesn't it have to be approved by the city council?
Apparently not, because I hired him and I didn't need to see.
Yeah, but you don't need to hire people. You don't have to go through the city council to hire an accountant.
But I need to go through the city council to fire him?
To break a contract, I believe so. And you need at least 75% of the vote.
Look, May, what I need you to understand here is that the accusations you're levying, the accusations you're levying against me for "quote unquote" bankrupting your town, a little bit silly, as you know, as my compatriot said earlier. I can't bankrupt a town in 3 days. Actually, 2 days, because I haven't started working yet today, unless you count the overtime, which I'm currently billing you. And blaming me for the bankrupting of the town is simply, you know, blaming what is happening right now on me instead of who's responsible for it, which is the previous administration, which is also your administration.
Previous so administration really, charged 5 gold a day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're charging 100 gold a day.
Right.
Well, how's that his fault?
Well, why,
I get
he
it.
Wasn't
He's
building
driving
up
a blinged-out wheelchair
right
now, but still.
Things cost more than they used to, old man.
That's
he was only charging 5 gold a day, and yet he was not able to build up proper treasury reserves like he should have.
The treasury was doing fine. We were, you know, we paid for the
calamity. Apparently not.
The,
you were bankrupted in 2 days.
3 days.
Scrothor would like to
technically,
do...
Technically, we're not bankrupt yet. Tomorrow we'll be bankrupt. Once we go to the 400, that last 100 gold... That's where we're going to be all the way out.
Scrothor would like to do persuasion.
Okay.
To get the mayor to agree to the buyout because...
Now, mayor, the buyout is probably the most attractive option, especially for you. Because... kickbacks. When you sign the contract... You get a percentage of the proceeds going forward generated by the entire town. You could be a millionaire with the right work ethic.
Bootstraps, Mayor, bootstraps. Something.
Pretty good roll of a 7.
Roll off.
Really? Let's go. He's thinking about it. I'm gonna get a better die.
Can I help him? Can I give him advantage if Felita's just standing in the background?
Just cock a gun
at
him.
If you're proficient in persuasion.
No. Nope. Then you can't.
Scrothor got a 17 this time.
Nope. This time he beat you. He's just like, listen. I mean, being a rich person. It sounds like a really good idea. However, I do not have the ability to sell off the entire town, even if I wanted to, which I don't particularly want to. Like I said, I feel like I should just cut losses with Clancy and just, you know, we already had a disaster a few days ago. Why not deal with another one right now? You know, this town's strong. We can stand together, you know?
You know who else is strong. Yes.
It's clear. First of all, Mr. Mayor, I'm sure you are able to handle people all on your own. I heard there was a disaster a few days ago. I'm sure that your townsfolk stood valiantly and eliminated the threat all by themselves with no external help whatsoever. Surely.
Fire babies.
Now, that sounds very weird.
And it was.
I don't like the way you said that.
They were fire babies.
When you keep saying it in louder, it makes me feel...
The guy called them fire babies.
You're making me feel uncomfortable.
I didn't name them that. That's what he named them.
Just because somebody... Yeah.
So fire babies ruined your town?
Yes. No, they were set loose on the loose rock and melted it all, so it was good.
Fire babies
on
the loose.
What loosened the rock?
Some marauders showed up, they attacked the town, and then some dynamite went off. It caused rocks.
Oh. Who killed the marauders?
They're dead.
Oh, the dead people.
Yeah.
Dead townspeople.
No, they were strangers. They showed
heroes.
Wow.
So you didn't
handle it at all.
Y'all don't solve any of your own problems. You don't
just
sound like.
Just wait for them to show up and take care of things for
you. But Scrothor, it's fine. The mayor here obviously has things well in hand. He does not need the safety and security of a Bird Corp contract. Clearly, he has everything in hand, and the second we leave, another group of marauders will surely not show up and take over the town and kill everyone he loves.
Even with our private security, he doesn't feel safe. Alita?
Maybe we should just take off and let him have it.
Quick. So, like,
intimidation.
If we could put together some robots, you're saying we could go and just take care of Smiling Tom? Because that would really just solve all our problems.
Well, eventually.
I believe that it will be one part in a grander calculus of a concerted effort of all the towns in the surrounding area against Smiling Tom. But you will be the first and perhaps the most important step. And it's going to bring a lot of revenue your way to your town and your people.
You'd be
afterwards,
a hero.
You would be a hero, Mayor.
Okay.
Think of all. You would have saved the lives of hundreds of registered voters.
All right, well,
thousands. Even.
Not only that, you would cement your legacy.
So I think
not only in the town, but in the world.
I think there's, all right, so there's a couple things. There's a lot to think about here. All right, so.
You bring the cat.
Captain Chubbers goes wherever I go.
I'm going to groom him while we're waiting for an answer.
Oh, no.
All right. So
Scrothor's like, oh, Captain Chubbers, you're very mature for your age.
No.
So it's going to take a few days. I'll reach out to some contacts and see if we can't do something about your Metal Man Army. You're more than welcome to pursue that on your own as well. But unfortunately, for the good of the town, I'm going to have to let you go, Clancy. And yes, I understand the severance package. I'll just have to eat that one.
Could be paid out in a structured settlement.
Here's the deal. I'll make a good deal with you as a gesture of good faith in your future partnership with Bird Corp. Instead of the immediate settlement payout, you simply continue to let us live in the house.
Okay.
Put her there, pal. I extend my tortoise hand up.
He shakes
I'm
it.
Short.
And
very
I'll
timidly.
Lick, I tell him my hands are handshake. Wet because I just washed them.
All right. Okay. Well, Clancy, thank you for your service. I'm going to go find out if I can get Fred to go back there and fix the books.
Fred's dead, baby.
Fred's cruising down the street in his wheelchair. It's all
in his 6'4"s.
He's retired. He's
jogging the bitches.
We're going somewhere else.
I have to figure something else out. But I'll let you know in a couple of days about the whole robot thing, unless you find out otherwise.
Yes.
All right. And he just slowly closes the door.
Thank you, Mayor.
After we walk away, I whisper to the guys, I just fucking cheated that dumbass out of 200 gold.
Yes, good
what
job.
An idiot.
Give me some feather.
I have
technically
claws.
You cheated him out of like 400 gold.
I have 400 gold now.
Very good.
And a house.
Yeah.
And a house. We have residents. Mm-hmm. And apparently the tax rate's only 1%.
And they're bankrupt now, right?
Yeah.
What? Bankrupt?
They're bankrupt because he got the last...
Oh, bankrupt. Yeah.
Well, who wants to go shopping and support the town?
Scrothor.
I kind of want to go to that tanker because I have an idea.
Okay, let's do it.
The tinkerer?
I thought she said tanker. Let's get drunk.
Let's do it.
Well, I do also want to get drunk.
I kind of want to spend the money at the mall down the street because it's got better shops at it.
You don't need any Funko Pops. Get out of here.
I need them. They're what generate my ship.
They give me dopamine.
It gives my ship the pop it needs. It's a party cruise line.
Maybe after we check the tinkerer, if there's anything left over.
Let's go to the tinkler.
Okay. So as you go take a tinkle, that's where we're going to take a break.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Philip D., the imaginary nomad himself, coming here to talk to you today about patreon.com/botchpodcast. Now, I know that you have already hit the 30-second skip button, and you're not going to hear any of this. But for the idiots that can't find their phone right now, and this is stuck on play, you should head on over to dickblood.me and support us where you can. $3 gets you into the Discord. $5 gets you not one, but two bonus episodes every fucking month. If that's not enough and you got more money to waste, how about be one of those executive producers at $30 and get your stupid fucking name read at the end of every episode of Botched? You want more Botched in your mouth? How about not go $50 and you can play D&D with some of the Botched motherfuckers right here, right now, twice a week? No, that's not right. Twice a month. I don't know. Dennis normally does this, but he's not here, so fuck him. I'll make the rules. What? You think you're God King? You think you're better than Shanda Panda? You're not, motherfucker, unless you donate $100 a week. That would be outrageous, but we'll take maybe $100 a month. I don't give a fuck. Just give us your fucking money and do it now.
And we're back. So
got
as
him.
You get to the tinkerer, or tinkler, if you will, their house, looks like the shop is open. It's been open for a little bit. It's about 9 a.m. at this point. And, yeah, he's just in there tinkering around on what looks to be some sort of...
Reddit.
Yes, on Reddit, and not just some piece of, like, robotic... Like a, looks like a robotic arm of some sort, and he's messing with wiring. You guys head inside?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I grab the doorknob, give it a jiggle.
It's
open the door, look at the bell that's above the shop that just rang.
Okay.
Stomp in like a bird coming for a cookie.
Okay.
And all right. That's all the sound effects I have.
You come in like a wrecking bird?
Yes.
Welcome again. Hi, Clancy. I see your mask is doing great.
Oh, yes, I love this metal jaw I have. Oh, no, there's no pus.
It's great.
If there is, it's going right back in.
It's going right back in. That's our policy.
Shubbers can't fit in here. Are you crazy? There's a tiny door.
5 minutes. Captain Gizzard's Crowthor, Clancy, I need you to leave. Felita, you notice as they're having this back and forth that the lights in the room start to get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer, and like everything starts to slow down until the tinkerer stops in place, Clancy stopped in place, Captain Gizzard stopped in place, Grothor, they're all frozen in time, but you're not. And you notice that the lights come down to a certain point and then they just start to like randomly flash in spots, and you notice that all the mechanical parts start to like jingle jangle and move around. The arms, like the fingers, are starting to move, and all the pieces of heads, like any part of a head, turns towards you, and the jaws just start to click clack. And one head in particular that is mostly fully formed, it's like 75%, like half the jaw's missing but the rest of it's there, you notice this yellowish light. It doesn't look like it's a synthetic light. It almost looks like some sort of flame within the eye sockets lights up. And you just hear this this laughter sort of swish around the room. It's almost like it's in the air itself as it's flying around. And then it stops on the head. And you just hear, and it gets really, really quiet. And then all of a sudden, Felita.
Felita's going to just like look back and forth and be like, I didn't even do the thing I wanted yet.
I know. I've really enjoyed what you've been doing so far, my child.
Holy shit.
Did we say what the name of your god was?
I don't think we have yet.
Okay, what do you want to name it?
Didn't you already name it?
I forget.
Wonder.
It's a god of randomness. But like, or chaos. It's like a chaotic random god.
You named him Wonder.
Wonder. Oh, that's right. I did name him Wonder. Okay.
It's me, Wonder.
What are you doing here?
I am fascinated by your exploits so far. You have been doing me proud. And with your help, I think we can bring, I think we can bring some real chaos to this world.
That's all I've ever wanted.
However... For me to fully come into this world, I need you to be even more. Now, you've been very random when it comes to murder, which is fine. I'm all for murder, obviously, if it's random. But I need you to be even more
I need more chaos. And you notice that dropping out of the mouth of this skull, like rolling around like it's a dice tower, you see this six-sided, but it's a very large dice. It's like the one that I have in my hand right here. So it's about an inch and a half, 2 inches tall, or in diameter, I guess. And it just blew into the bottom of the jaw.
Take this. Anytime you use it, you will be blessed by wonder. And every time you use it, I will grow more powerful and more chaos will come into this world. That little fellow that you made that deal with, he ain't got nothing on wonder, let me tell you.
How?
You don't even have to worry about finishing your end of the bargain. If I come into the world, let me tell you.
How often do I need to use it?
However often you want to.
Fleeta reaches out and grabs the die.
But you should be careful, though. Too much chaos, people will start to suspect. Maybe not that you're working for me, necessarily, or, you know, working with me or whatever, but they may just think that you're too much of a loose cannon. It's happened before with disciples of mine, where too much chaos, too much randomness, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're shot in the head or dragged from a horse or ripped
or a spike in their ass.
Spike in their ass, exactly. This is what happened last time. We have to be a little more careful, a little more cautious with our randomness, but not all of our randomness has to result in, you know, murder or anything like that. It could be more subtle than that sometimes, too. Every little bit of randomness brings me closer to this world.
That's all I've ever wanted.
Well...
And then you notice that an extra, he's basically just like,
I'm so proud of you. In fact, I am so proud of you, I'm going to give you an extra gift.
And he drops another die into the jaw. This one is a D6. Just a pretty standard looking D6, except the one is a skull.
He goes, now you can be really chaotic.
Fleeta just holds them both in her hands and is just staring at them like everything that they have ever wanted to do in this world is just in their fingertips.
Mm-hmm. He goes, now if you ever have need of me, my powers are not as strong in this world yet, but with your help, I think they will be one day. But with your help, if you ever have need of me, I'll provide help however I can. Just hold the dice and think of me.
I will. I'll do it.
And then you notice that all, and then you just hear that cackle go out again. Like, and it just like leaves the skull. And again, it floats away on the wind and just rushes out the bottom of the door. And all the lights flash a little bit. And all the bits and bobs in the room go a little crazy. And then they settle back down. Then you notice the lights come back up slowly and things speed up. So for your edification, your two dice. So your one dice is a D12. Now, you can use that D12 at any time. For any decision, you can roll it. And with this D12, the higher the roll is, the more you're rewarded for just doing something absolutely random and fucking crazy. Have you ever seen Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know how they just do like random crazy shit to make things happen?
Oh, yes.
So... when you roll the D12, the higher the number, the crazier the random thing is, but you'll get a boon for it. So, like, if you roll a 12, for instance, you have to do something crazy, like, I don't know, bite off some random child's finger and then put it in his nose. I don't know. Just okay, in the moment, I'll come up with something. But, like, that sort of level of crazy, you'll then be given, like, some crazy boon where, like, your movement speed is tripled or, you know, you can accurately shoot three times as far, or like you can fly all of a sudden, you know, whatever, just some random boon to also go with the randomness of whatever it is that you're doing.
Okie dokie.
The other die, the D6, that is specifically used for combat. If you want, and you do not have to do it, if you want to, you can roll this D6 whenever you do an attack in combat. And that's if you hit or miss, you would have to add it at the beginning. And what happens is, on a 3 or a 2, if your shot would hit, it'll miss. On a 1, it'll actively damage you or one of your party members. Like, the gun will just, the bullet will ricochet and hit somebody in your party and cause damage. If it's a 4 or a 5, even if you miss, it hits. If you roll a 6, it's like a crit.
Nice.
Oh, and the one where you hit somebody, it's also like a crit, but you're dealing damage to somebody.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is going to be terrible.
Yeah. Those are your two gifts.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah. So, you guys are just in the shop with the Tinkerer, and he's just like, what can I do for you guys?
Felita?
Felita's just standing there smiling to herself.
Yeah, she keeps giggling and chuckling.
Oh, she's gone mad.
You wanted to come here, Felita?
Right. I'm really glad I came here. Do you have any of them robots that are fully assembled?
Fully assembled? No, I've only even seen one come through here. I mean, recently, to be honest, but... No, I don't have a fully assembled one. I have mostly parts.
Do you have all the parts to assemble one?
Well, it's not that simple. Warforged are made a very specific way that's mostly kept secret. But if they're missing a certain spark, then even if I had all the parts, I couldn't turn them back on.
Does he mean souls?
Yeah, that's the argument, is it's soul.
But do you have all of the parts?
I mean, I've got parts. I mean, he looks around, he points, and he's just like, I got about like a half a dozen worth of Warforged in here.
Can we put at least one together so I can try something?
All right.
And so, like, he's just like, well, feel free to have a seat right there, and I'll get to you in a second. And there's like a little couch by the door.
I perch on the arm.
Okay. How much do you weigh?
You're gonna make me look up my race on D&D.
Practicing, practically nothing. He's got hollow bones.
I can fly, so less than 135 pounds.
Okay. Well, the arm on the chair just goes.
I've seen you sit on the arm of a chair.
Yeah, it always goes when I sit on it.
Oh yeah.
So it takes him about 15 minutes, but he takes the parts of this and that. There's one specific head that's about 75% of the way together, and the jaw clanks around a little bit as he picks the head up, and he's putting it all together, and he's wiring it and all that stuff, and he's assembling it as best he can. It takes him about 2 hours, I would say.
I would like to very closely study him while he does this and see if I can retain some of this knowledge.
Roll me a perception check.
Mm-hmm. Very closely, like a foot away. Like breathing down his neck.
As it turns out, bird people are 5 feet tall, 100 pounds.
Okay. So, yeah, it creaks a little bit.
19.
So, I mean, you're getting the gist of, like, okay, arm part goes to chest part, leg part goes to pelvis part. But the wires that are being connected, you're not 100% understanding which one goes where, why. They all seem to be the same exact color, but he knows exactly which wires seem to go together. So you're
if they're all the same color, then it doesn't really matter. They all go together. It's fine.
Yeah, sure. Doesn't matter. So you're watching, and you think you're getting a pretty good idea how to put these things back together for the most part.
I can do this.
Sure. So after about an hour or two, he manages to put the one Warforged about as close to complete as possible. I would say it's still got, some armor plating missing, and like I said, part of the jaw is missing. So it's not in, like, the bestest condition. And it's just sitting, it's like on one of those dentist chairs that Clancy was in when he got his face worked on. And it's just sort of laying on it. He's just like, there we go.
So this should function if you had everything
needed. Yes, if I had the spark, but I don't have a spark for it. I don't know how they were made in the first place.
All right. Well,
when I joined, they were already made. I just worked on, fixing them up and adding items to them, that sort of thing. Nobody that I know of knows how to make them.
Felita's going to roll her sleeve back, and you can just see, like, a field of scars on the back of her arm, and she's going to take out her knife and dig out a piece of flesh.
What the shit?
And put it in the on the Warforged mouth, and take a little satchel from around her neck, and sprinkle some dust in there and prick her finger and do a little drop of blood right on its mouth. And she's going to cast Animate the Dead.
Okay. So when you cast Animate Dead, it doesn't seem to have an effect. But you do notice that you get a little vibration someplace else on your body when you put all your parts together and put it on the in the mouth and whatnot. Non-related to your spell that you cast.
All right.
You feel a little jostling.
Felita's going to reach into her pocket.
Okay.
And take out the die.
Okay. Roll me a d12.
That's an 8.
An 8?
8 seems good.
Okay.
It's in the top quarter.
Let's see here.
Top third.
You just get this sensation, Felita, that you need to shove your tongue as far into the nose hole of Clancy's mask and just fling it around in there. That's the sensation that you're getting. And then whatever you dig out, you have to back in.
Yeah, so Felita's gonna turn to Clancy and put both of her hands on either side of his face and say, "You're just gonna have to roll with it."
What?
I don't like what's going on.
I also like to lick people's faces.
What is happening?
Mr. Chopper.
And as he says what is happening, she does. She just full-on tongue in there.
Clancy, all of a sudden you feel a tongue shoot up into the cavity that is your nose. Yeah! And just starts, you feel it poking around in there. You feel something dislodge and like exit for a moment before you then feel, and it shoots further back into wherever it was, whatever it was, from before. And you notice that the die that Felita had, like a flash of light goes across the edges of the die up to the number 8 that she rolled. And the Warforged sort of sparks a little bit. And the lights flicker on. And, yeah, it's you hear the whirring of gears and whatnot, but it doesn't appear to be moving or responding or anything like that. But it does seem to be doing something it wasn't before.
Why are you sticking tongue in my nose?
Because I needed to.
Why are you sticking your thumb in my nose, Felia?
Because I needed to. And she's going to turn to the Tinkerer.
You don't need to do that.
She's going to turn to the Tinkerer and say, that's more than you did before, right?
Yeah. It's
what?
I don't understand really how it's operating, though. I mean, it's not getting up and moving, and it seems to like be going around like testing its bits. Felita, wherever you look, the robot then looks too. So it seems to be like mimicking whatever you're doing.
Can Scrothor do a wisdom check to try to figure out what the fuck is going on?
Sure.
I got a 9.
It just seems random.
I leave. I'm not comfortable here at all. I've seen a lot of things in me day.
Hold on.
And this one takes the cake.
Hold on. Wait, Cap. I'm noticing that. Whatever.
I gotta change your name.
Noticing that the head is moving when Felita moves her head. Felita tried, like, walking around a little bit?
She does. She walks, like, over toward the door.
So when you get up, the robot gets up. And it seems to move opposite. Like, not opposite, but, like, you move forward, it moves forward. You move right, it moves right. You move left, it moves left.
So a mimic, not opposite at all.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Gotcha.
I was trying to think of, like, if it was, like, mirrored, would it be opposite? But I guess it wouldn't be. It would still be. You move forward, it moves forward kind of thing.
I still leave. I don't want any part of this.
It follows you.
Put this magical vision for me, Ricky Bobby.
Scrothor has an idea.
I'm a necromancer, and I find this...
This is disturbing.
Too much.
All this tongue in the brain shit. So, what if we had some sort of blacksmith build a frictionless metal sphere where Alita could walk freely, and then the robot could relay messages back to her?
What?
Can
and then
I don't
some sort
I mean I don't... Felita closes her eyes to see if she can see what the robot sees.
If you close your eyes, you do see what the robot sees.
Mm. Holy shit.
Are you
I'm a spy.
Suggest-
like a drone.
Like some Omni-track that Felita
yes.
can run on
yes.
in all directions.
Yes.
But still stay in one place.
Mm-hmm. So you want to build her a gyro ball, basically?
Yeah, like a hamster.
Hamster.
A delicious hamster.
Hamster sandwich. So yeah.
This is
the
more
the,
than I could
the tinkerer
ever hope
is just
for.
Like, I am shocked. I have no idea how you did that.
You said you had the parts to build six more of these?
I mean, I can put together the other five. They're going to be a slightly less better shape than this one. But...
Clancy's got five more holes that need a tongue in.
I don't know. Look, listen, that was just as... probably not just as uncomfortable for me, but it was real uncomfortable for me as well.
Don't be a coward now, Felita. Tug my nose.
No,
you're going to have to tug it like
not,
you've never tugged
that's
before.
That's not how... Okay, I know that worked. It's not how that is going to keep working. All right?
Tongue's gross.
So every...
Is,
no,
I
protrude my beak. Yes.
If we want more of these, y'all are just going to have to get used to some strange shit.
I get really
strange
cool
things.
With a lot of stuff really fast.
Apparently.
Yeah. It took me like a minute and I was fine.
Okay.
All right.
What are you guys doing? You want them
build
them? You want them to build more?
Build them.
Yeah.
So he moves that one off to the side. And he puts together another one. Now, this one is much less put together. Most of the armor plating's gone. One of the arms is missing a hand. But it's, for the most part, put together. And it's just laying there. And he's looking fervently at Felita. He's just like, ooh, in anticipation. Like, what is she doing this time? He's trying to understand what's going on.
I mean, I think I got one, just the one more in me.
Okay.
So, do we want to do this now, or do... Yeah, all right. And she cuts another chunk and sprinkles a little more dust and...
Ugh.
Okay.
It's still gross.
Assume you're wrapping up these wounds, by the way.
Well, I mean, I pull my shirt back down over it. When
is
I'm
that
done.
Okay? You just take a chunk out and just pull your shirt back up?
I spit on it and pull my shirt
it's
down.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's just a little chunk.
Okay. I'm imagining... I mean, any amount... Anything that's a chunk, I feel, would be a fair amount, but okay. Would you roll on your die? A
little chunkerita.
That time I got a six.
Okay.
A six.
I'm going to say that with a six, you, an image flashes in your head that you need to take one of the currently not attached robotic arms. And you need to put it in a two-finger pose. And you need to poke the tinkerer right in the eyes.
Ow.
And make a goofy noise, your choice.
Make a goofy noise, you son of a bitch.
Out of character, Dennis, have you recently watched Everything All at Once?
I've seen it many times.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, so Felita does, she grabs the arm and she... makes.
He's like, what are you doing? Why are you coming towards me?
And, she just reaches out and wow, 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 and pokes him.
Okay. So you do that. The die, the edges of the die light up again towards the top of where the six was. This time you notice, similar to the previous time, that the lights in the head were on. But you notice that the gears are only moving from the lower half up. Doesn't seem like the lower half's working. You don't really. It doesn't look like the lower half of the robot's functioning.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Bot.
And very similar to the last one, you notice that it's just mirroring whatever you do. And the tinkerer is just rubbing his eyes, like, why did you poke me in the eyes?
I'm so sorry about that. But what was your name, by the way? Because I don't think I got it.
Tinkerer.
Just call me the Tinkerer.
All right, Tinker.
I forgot it.
You think you can make some fancy treads or wheels or something that can hook up to this one?
I got a stool with wheels on it. You can just put them on top of it.
That'll work for now, but I mean for later.
Oh,
I can try and come up with, like, I mean, I'll just put together a sturdier wheelbase that you could push him around on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do the pushing. I want him to move himself.
Oh. I mean, well, what we learned last time is, you know, whatever you do, it does. So I guess if you just start to gorilla move around, that'll work. It'll start pushing itself around out on the wheelie thing.
So clearly we have to cut off your legs and attach a stool, and then you move around on the stool. And
then what about
the
other one?
Well, then it'll figure it out, surely.
Hell yeah.
You notice what, as you're focusing on making that one move, the other one, while the lights are still on, doesn't seem to be moving.
Are you sure tugging my nose wouldn't work again?
Stop asking for it. It's getting weird.
Well, I mean, if you're just like really into it, we can do that later, but not right now.
All right. Say different tinkering shop.
Felita's going to concentrate on the tinkering shop. That's nice. Felita's going to concentrate on the first one again.
So you notice the one that's laying down, the one that doesn't have its legs working, the whirring sort of slows down and it slumps a little bit. And the other one sort of like picks back up a little bit. And you seem to be controlling that one again.
You've got puppet
juice. One at a time. That can work for me.
For this type, yeah. It would just get complicated if you were mirror controlling two separate entities at the same time.
You could wear them as like a backpack and alternate between the two as you need.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
Watching. Okay. Waiting. Commiserating.
Clancy's going to try to tongue his own nose to see if he can make a warp forge.
With the mask, it's really hard for you to get it out the slot and then up into the other one. Your tongue's not that long anyways.
Wait, I have a really long bird tongue. Let me help you.
You have a woodpecker tongue?
All right. Go give it a shot.
It wraps around your brain.
Yeah, he's tugging your brain.
I taste gray matter.
Is it working? Does the robot move?
Aside from you.
Are we business partners yet?
In the back of your brain.
Are you okay?
I really like that joke.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
All right, well. Captain Gizzard, do you want to try and tug my nose?
No, I think I'm okay.
He's outside.
Yeah, I'm outside. I can see you looking at me and pointing, tongue, nose, tongue, nose.
Get in here and tongue my nose.
No, thank you.
We need to make an army of unstoppable robots. Don't you want to win?
Everyone else is doing it.
That's okay. No.
Well, Felita, what's the next step?
I think we should go get one of those balls made that y'all were talking about.
Yes. We might need to kill more monsters to get more magical parts to make a magical ball.
Maybe.
Then you'd be like a magical gerbil inside of a ball.
You could go check out the currently existing magical monsters, or you could see if there's a new one that's popped up.
Yes. Who do we ask about new ones?
I check my puck to see if anything is coming up on the map.
Doo-doo.
No, nothing pops up on your magical map. Other than the little swirly storm is still sitting there in the same spot you drew it.
And then swirly Dan. There he is.
And then that paperclip is still there waving.
Delete the paperclip.
It looks like you need help locating magical monsters.
Uninstall.
I'm assuming you did mark on the map where the magical monsters were.
Yes.
Of course we did.
So yeah, so you have that on there.
What magical monsters still exist, voice and head?
If I recall correctly, there was a beholder. There's the giant that you guys passed on a different character on the train that seemed to not want anybody to come anywhere near it. There's also a dragon. I believe those were the other ones.
Beholder. The previous one. Giant dragon. Giant is the next logical
I think
perception.
Giant is probably the next step, yeah.
If you were trying to see if there were anything else, you could ask the mayor, you could ask...
I feel like the mayor doesn't like us anymore.
Probably not. Any random townsfolk might know, maybe like a tavern keeper or something like that.
That's
or
good.
You could try a different town.
No, we like this one.
Okay. This will be, you guys are literally just puppeting like everything else in the story from here. It's just like, okay, we're going to send forces over here to do this thing. Exactly. Let's see how that goes. All right, we're gonna send
we still need to buy out this town.
Okay.
Maybe another town will let us buy them out, though.
Sure. Yeah, so you're going to the tavern? Is that what you're doing?
I believe so, yes.
Yes.
Just to pop in real quick to ask about monsters.
Tavern's pretty, you know, chill. Not a whole lot of people in there at like 10 in the morning. 11 in the morning, whatever time it is right now.
The Kelly Boys! You haven't seen this season of Always Sunny?
Nope. Uh-huh. I haven't seen it in a few years, actually.
Bro, catch up. They're so good.
I don't know. I love that show. But, so yeah, so there's only like one person sitting at a table drinking away. The bartender, it's a dwarf, sitting behind the bar, cleaning the glass. Pretty standard. Sees you guys walk in. Waves at you. Goes back to cleaning glass.
I unfold my 20-foot wingspan and wave back.
Whoa, okay.
Does he hit the guy that's drinking?
You're going to, like, knock stuff down. Like, if you could just not do that. There's a lot of glasses and things in here. Like, if you just don't want to... Like, you can just wave with your normal hand, not with, like...
Can I spit in that glass for you?
Sure, I'll throw it away. Thanks. He just puts it away and gets a different glass and starts cleaning it.
What's your name, Sonny?
My name is Rupert.
All right, Roops. I need the dupes on this map real quick. And I open up the map.
Ooh. It's a pretty nifty map you got there.
Hi, thank you.
Swirling bits and stuff on it.
Yes, that's my chlamydia. Now, as you see, it moves around. You never know when it's going to get you.
I'm going to stand over here.
Has there been any new monster sightings that I could add to my little map here?
I heard of one. It doesn't look to seem... I mean, looking at your map, I see you got little pictures drawn.
Yes. I've got Quick Draw McCaw. He can doodle them up real good right now.
I heard reports of the bovine-born village out west. Something was killing off their townsfolk. Sent a couple parties after it. None of them came back, so... But they don't know what it is.
What town or
doesn't have a name on it, but it's the
town with no name.
It's the it's west of Morricone.
Okay, and I'm gonna have Quick Draw write a bovine born head with sad teardrops.
Sad face.
Yeah.
And the tears are animated on them.
Yeah, it's like gifing.
On your map. Yep. It's a gif.
Yep.
It's gifing.
And what else you got?
I mean, right now, that's all I've heard.
Yeah, I appreciate
Everything
it.
Everything else I've heard of, you already got on the map.
Well, I appreciate you.
He looks at the map. He goes,
Rupert.
That giant right there. He's like, somebody told me a story. Now, I don't know if I should believe it or not. Somebody said they saw Smiling Tom riding out of there. You didn't hear that from me, though.
As if the giant's no longer there or the giant has been...
I don't know.
Altered
Somebody
by
Somebody has said
Tom.
That they've seen the giant since then, so I don't think that Tom killed the giant. But
it's his mother.
I don't know. Would you say?
Is it his mother?
I don't know. Does Smiling Tom have a mother?
Bah.
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 Diddle 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 diddle.
So yeah, that's all I got for you right now. Sorry, I can't be more help. We don't get a whole lot of a whole lot of word up in these parts.
Can you help me drink a shot of vodka?
I mean, I can pour it, and then you can drink it. I mean, do you need me to baby bird it to you?
If you don't mind.
You
want
to peep at me?
Yeah, well, I find that very offensive, but yes.
It's going to cost you 2 gold.
Okay.
Squothor, don't just agree to it. Bargain with the man.
Wait, it's a gold for the shot, and then a gold for me to
yeah,
do
it. Yeah, it doesn't cost him extra to spit it into your mouth.
Hey,
I don't want to do it.
Yeah, just because you don't want to... Like, who wants
Why
to work? You don't want to do that, but you still
have
to... Why? Because it doesn't cost you any extra resources.
Yeah, well, you charge more to shake the shaker.
In fact, you don't have to wash a shot glass, so it's less work for you.
Well, then why don't
really,
you
should be giving
mouth.
Him a get pour it in my mouth, and I'll do it.
He pours a shot.
Give me
in
a discount.
You.
Give me a discount.
No, you get one gold. That's how much you don't a shot
have to You don't have to wash the glass. It should be a discount. It should only be 5 silver.
What do you mean I don't have to wash a glass? When you're done with it, I have to wash it.
No, because you're pouring it into my mouth, you
no,
idiot.
I'm pouring it in the shot and putting it in front
Why
of you.
Why would you do that?
Why
well,
would
don't
I?
Waste the glass. Pour it in directly into my mouth and I'll spit
in his
mouth.
Savages in this town, sir. We drink out of glasses or other
oh,
people's
people
mouths.
People that can't afford glasses are savages.
Ah!
Yes.
Ah! He's waiting on you.
Ah! I fine, pour it in the glass.
For
I'll
me
do,
to
it.
Do it. It's one
Just
for
pour
you.
It in the glass. You fuck. You
he
fuck.
Did.
The highway
he
robber.
Pushes it in front of you.
All right.
I'm the highway robber.
Well, I'm very short, so I have to actually climb up onto the bar.
Stool.
Sure.
Yeah. I get up on the stool like a little child trying to get to the cookie jar, and then sure. I climb up onto the counter and I take the shot and I spit it into the
It's a little. Roll me a dex check, Clancy.
Sure. 11.
Okay, you're not the most gifted with drinking through your mask at this point. It's not the easiest to do shots with a mask. And then when you spit it back, it burns a little bit because of all the wounds in your face. And then when you spit it back out, it just kind of runs out of all the face holes in different spots. But it does trickle down into Scrothor's mouth. But it's not the most...
I feel very disinfected.
Scrothor, you got like a bird shower, really. A bird bath, if you will. He's like, great, that's a gold.
Here's a gizzard galleon for your help, Rupert.
Tear to bloodshot.
It's good for one free Funko Pop of your choosing.
Oh,
once you get back to me,
not random
me ship. Or you can turn that into 50 pieces of bubblegum. It all depends on what you pick from my giant treasure selection.
I want to pick a gold. I ain't going to.
That would be
gizzard cheese.
Two gizzard galleons would get you one gold. You got to save up there, sonny.
What?
They don't expire.
No. You owe me a gold.
I don't owe you anything. I'm giving
don't
you.
Don't give me anything.
This is for the information that you gave me for the map.
Okay, sure. I'll take your gizzard galleon for the information.
Yes, yes, you will.
I give him a gold for the shot.
Right.
While five of been... those galleons get you a paddle and a ball. All
right. While they've is been doing this, like... can Felita, while they're all very distracted down there, Felita's just going to reach over the bar and grab a bottle of alcohol.
Which bottle?
Clink.
Also roll a sleight of hand. I will roll with disadvantage for noticing.
Okay. And
wow.
18.
I rolled a 4 and a 4.
Nice.
Double fours. So he got a 6.
44.
So he does not notice you stealing. Yeah, so I got a 44 total. So I definitely saw it. I apologize.
Well, actually, she scroll. Rolled an 18, but 4 and 4 together is 8, which means that
no,
it is an
no, you,
8
when you
team.
Put them, when you put them next to each other, it's 44.
An 8 team.
An 18, you
dirt.
Yeah, and she just tucks it into
jokes.
Her jacket.
Doesn't notice. You take a bottle of it's a brownish liquid.
Bum, bum, bum.
And the bottle itself is kind of like a smoky colored glass.
Nice.
Yeah. But as you take the bottle, and you guys have gotten your information, you paid for your drink, you've got a little baby bird, that's what we're going to call it. So thanks for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, Reddit, TikTok, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, the OG Lone Ranger, Big Jim, The Knuck, Lord Chronic, Skinner, B-Mill, Shanda Panda, Chris Wisdom, Lost Limey, Scabby Goose, and Zukari.
Long may she... Oh...
You want to support the show, you can do so on many different websites. FreedomValleyHorsePaste.com, DickBlood.me, DickBlood.club, Cornhub.icu, SexWithWookies.com, PigRickets.com, MookMulk.com, BuyTheseViagra.com, LouisianaPocketGopher.com, DamnYouDennis.com, BirdsWithPenises.com, or simply Patreon.com/BotchPodcast, like our newest patron...
Caddyman Prime. What a guy or gal, I'm not sure.
person.
You want to support the show but can't do it financially? That's okay. You can head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to these dumb podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Like our newest 5-star,
Gek Turkey. 5 stars. 3rd of February 2023. Lose a limb laughing. Big fun with big idiots.
You know what idiots is?
It's you.
Idiots.
It's idiots in Irish. Thank you to Gozer.
That's first person.
Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. More of them over.
Did you get a picture of my wife?
I sketched it from memory. For intro and outro music, more of them over at Gozer_music on all internet. Thank you to Emily Swan for album art. You can find her all over the internet at a swan named Emily. We salute you, Catty Man Prime. You are this week's
most survivored.
And as always,
when you lose your job, but it's okay because you still have enough money to take your morbidly obese cat out to the bars to have shots that leak out of your mask that covers your disgusting Deadpool face, scream botched, and we'll get you drunk.
See you next week, nerds.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad. You can support Jen by checking out her other podcasts like Horse Girls and all your podcatchers. You can also check her out on social media or Twitch at Jenna Chill, chill with one L. And you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong.
It's Steve with soft glow. Soft focus like he's a lady in an old film.
So yeah.
I just smeared some Vaseline on my lips.
I'm soft focused Steve.
I'm soft focused Steve.
Soft focused Steve.
It takes away all the rough edges I've acquired during age.
I was going to say AIDS for a second.
Yeah, right. I was like, whoa.
Why would I say that?
I don't know. That's why I
we
was
made
like,
out, Steve.
You can't get AIDS through saliva. There you go.
Your gum disease bled into my gum disease, Steve.
We're blood brothers.
We're gingivitis brothers.
I just had. You told me you just had gingivitis.
Gingivitis.
Jingo.
Jenga.
Django-vitis.
Django-vitis.
Django.
The tower collapsed and I hit you in the mouth with one of the sticks.
That's it.